We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the 5 Reason Sports Network, Miami Sports On Demand. We now have 15 podcasts in the network covering every professional sports team in South Florida and much more, all absolutely free. Find all of our shows on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or Podbean. If you just can't get enough, become a member of our patron feed and you'll get even more exclusive content. Here's a sneak peek of what you'll hear on the upcoming episode of our newest show, The Chamber Podcast.
We're now joined by Dr. Peter Marciante. There's a local sports team down here hampered by injuries right now. If a team is ravaged by injuries, how much do you put of that into the training staff and the physical therapist?
Unfortunately, I put a lot on it. Now what they've done is they've blocked out all external doctors to have total control, and I'm not sure it's working that well. But there needs to be a little bit more freedom, and guys need to be also take charge in their own healthcare. They can't just go to a team who's trying to manage 100 players.
If you're interested in advertising your business on any of our podcasts, reach out to us at @5ReasonSports on Twitter. To stay up to date with all of our shows, enter 5 Reasons in your search bar and then hit subscribe.
It feels like Miami. Miami. Miami, 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 Miami.
It feels like Miami.
Hey, what's up, man? It's Udonis Haslam from the Miami Heat, and you're listening to Heat Beat America. Hey, what's up? You smart. God damn it. Hey, what's up? This is Udonis Haslam for the Miami Heat, and you're listening to Heat Beat Miami.
Bam! Just like that. That's all there is to it, Dustin. That's all there is to it. A winner!
Thank you, everyone, for joining us on this show. Enjoy our recorded content.
Podcast. We're podcasting, dude. We're millennials. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Heat Beat Podcast. I'm your host, Carl Navas. And from Media Day, we have our professional screw-up, Alex Toledo, and our boy, Bam Adebayo. Bam, welcome to the program, sir.
I appreciate y'all having me. I look forward to having fun with y'all today.
But I know we're all millennials, so we have to have a podcast, because that's what millennials do. We have a podcast, and we post on the gram, because that's how we live.
So you told me last time that you're the best on team when it comes to 2K and Fortnite. I remember I told you that Jay Rich would say something different, and you were adamant. You doubled down. Are you the best at 2K and Fortnite on the team?
All right. See, Fortnite is kind of – I'm going to give it to Deion, honestly.
Oh, Deion.
I'm giving it to Deion. So I feel like I'm top three.
Oh, but that's different. Okay. He's had a lot of time.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been on Deion Instagram. He'll get, like, no quick scope kills. And
oh, yeah?
So I'd be like, all right, well – I'm not finna play with you, so I'm just stay away from you. So he'd be like, yeah, man, get on the game and play with me. So no, I'm not getting involved in that because you're finna have all the kills, and I'm gonna be like the dude that'd be like, I'm flanking, and then he gets victory.
Are you a trash talker?
If I'm winning, yes.
Are you okay? So you're a front running trash talker?
Yes.
You're a front runner.
Definitely.
Is there anybody who's more of a front runner than you in terms of trash talking video games?
Jay Rich.
Jay Rich looks like he.
But
Hassan too, though. Hassan looks like he melts my trash.
It's age too.
But Hassan looks like he talks trash even when he's losing. Like Hassan be down and he's telling you about his comeback that's about to happen and how like you gotta get ready because like this is about to go.
That
down.
Sounds exactly like him.
Yeah, I nailed it.
Because he's very competitive when it comes to like video games and 2K because he plays it a lot.
Yeah.
So matter of fact, last year the first time I played Hassan, I beat him. So he was like, "Man, you play 2K?" I was like, "Man, not really." I don't really play like that. I mean, I only have the game. So we start playing and I beat him. And I was like, all right, I'm never playing you. So he was like, nah, bro, you gotta do the best out of three. And I was like, no.
You started moving the goalposts?
Yeah.
One of those?
He was like, it's like, no, like, you gotta play me. And I was like, all right, we'll play. So I let him win the second game and I called it a draw. One of my hometown friends came to Miami one day and we was over at Jay Rich's house. He was like, Jay Rich, play me at FIFA. They was like, you don't want that problem. Like, you will get beat. And, you know, he was like, all right, well, let's see it. Like, I'm down for the challenge. He can't be that good. So I'm looking at him like, you're about to get beat by 10. So first go, all right, it's about to get ugly. And Jay Rich has a rule in his house. If you score, I think it's, if it's 7-0.
This house rules?
Yeah. If it's 7-0, you owe everybody in the house pizza.
Okay.
So it got to 10-0. So I'm waiting for the pizza. And then he was like, man, I'll cash up everybody. And I was like, you just broke the rule. But after that, he was like, I'm never playing Jay Rich again. And I was like, I told you not to.
Yo, everybody's petty. Yeah. I've never played. Bam, do you like pineapple on your pizza? This is important. This is important journalism that we're doing here at Media Day.
See, I feel like you do.
I do. I love it. I'm
but
a pineapple
I can't
pizza
do
lover.
It.
Have you tried it?
Yes.
What don't you like about it?
I can't have my pineapple on my pizza. Like, I can eat pineapple separate and pizza separate, but I can't put
them
together.
You don't like them together.
Yeah, it's just not a...
Okay, I feel you.
He looks hurt.
I am. I grew up with pineapple on pizza. Like, I'm, you know, a little bacon sometimes, onion, pineapple.
With the pineapple?
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no, no.
You're missing out. No, it's no. Better than... What is that Justice sandwich, the peanut butter and jalapeno? He's out here peddling that. Yeah, you see that face you made.
Yeah.
That's not.
It was a big story when he was a rookie that he'd like to eat that sandwich. It was a peanut butter with jalapeno.
Ew.
Exactly. Okay, so now while we're on this topic, I got a Rohan and Cardi from Sports Illustrated has been asking Heat players what their favorite pub sub is.
Pub sub.
Okay, are you familiar with Publix?
Yeah.
Okay, they have subs, the deli. Have you not had a pub sub? That is like a Miami rite of passage.
I've never had.
Man, what are you doing?
I go to the daily.
Get a pub sub. Chicken tender's good.
Report back.
Tell Spo you had something really important to do and that this takes priority.
I just never had a pub sub.
Dog, you've heard me twice this interview, dude.
At least I shop at Publix.
Okay, that's good. That's better than Winn-Dixie. Publix lifers here.
My mom likes Winn-Dixie.
My grandma likes Winn-Dixie. But I don't tell her. I tell her, Abuela, you're being cheap. That means grandma, you're being cheap. How's your Spanish? Is it good?
No.
No, no Spanish?
No, none.
Any?
Me speaking no Spanish. I took it in high school, and then after that, it
was like poetry.
Yeah, like poetry.
Damn, I sent this guy because we were talking about you were poetry in high school, and I sent this guy like, yo, get me a Bam poetry story. I need to know about Bam Adebayo's soccer side. And I was disappointed when he came back and you did it for girls. Did it work out?
Yeah. it was the only male in there.
He Twitter's about you, by the way. Like, He Twitter loves you. Like, you are a He Twitter unicorn. Like, he posts the vines of you, like, switching out to Steph Curry, like, daily, dude. Like, we have He Twitter group chats.
More than the dunks.
Yo, where these things circulate. Like, we're obsessed with your Switch defense.
Good, good.
Yo, the people love you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Giancarlo Navas of Miami Heat Beat, and I'm here to introduce you to our newest part. Which, like us, and if you know me, you know how Miami I am. This is pure South Florida. And it's Doral Toyota, where you can find all your favorite Toyota models. Whether you're looking for a new, used, or certified pre-owned vehicle, Doral Toyota is located at 9775 Northwest 12th Street, just a few blocks from the International and Dolphin Mall. Experience the Doral difference. which means 4 years complimentary maintenance and roadside assistance on all new vehicles. And let me tell you something, that peace of mind, you cannot buy that. I mean, I know when I got a new car and it wasn't at Doral Toyota, I was upset because of how many problems I was having. And I was wishing I had something like this, a dealer being accountable and helping me. Also, if you mention Miami Heat Beat when you call 305-680-1129 or come in, you'll get to work with a dedicated manager, not a salesperson. So it's someone who's high up, who's willing to work with you and just mention us. They'll help you out. Unlike other dealers, Doral Toyota prides itself on honest and transparent buying service. That's Doral Toyota. DoralToyota.com or stop in at 9775 Northwest 12th Street. Se habla español aquí en Doral Toyota. We out here. We made it. Thanks to the 5 Reasons Sports Network, started by Ethan Skolnick and Chris Whittingham. Check out all our podcasts there at 5 Reasons Sports on Twitter. And we've been extended lots of cool opportunities. We're reporting. We're at the games. Man, I've been at these media things. And let me tell you, man, Ira and Barry are about getting news. Like, Ira and Barry are out here. I've never seen people earn their paychecks like Ira and Barry. They're out here, you know, doing journalism, like asking the tough questions. So we leave that stuff to the beat guys, to the pros, and we do our nonsense over here.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, people talk about tanking. Nobody's saying to literally just shoot all these guys into the sun like I may have tweeted angrily last night. But, you know, just trade, like, some of these veteran guys that are making some money. Like, get whatever you can back, even if it's just another expiring or something. Like, it doesn't have to be anything of substance. If you can clear a line for these young guys to play, you at least learn what they are, and that is the most important step for the next step this franchise has to take.
What the figuring out happened to your voice?
What?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I hope it sounds just like that. Your voice changed. Yeah, you're a different
person. You
sound
like you're in an infection.
Oh, I wasn't feeling that great yesterday, and I'm still trying to get over that. But God, now you guys distracted.
You sound like brass all of a sudden.
Oh my God, that was funny. I could not.
Oh, was it because I got deeper into the mic?
Get deeper into the mic. I will say, God, though, the fact that we kind of don't know whether they believe in this team or not is a huge part of the problem, because we don't know how they're going to approach cap space when they do get cap space.
Yeah, no, that I couldn't have said it better myself. Like, we just want to know what direction we're going. If we're going to be a veteran team that's going for a 4 seed, then make moves that indicate that and let's roll with it. You know what? Like, fine, I trust you, Pat. Like, let's do that thing. Or let's go in the other direction. But this, like, halfway, you know, half measures kind of deal that we have going on right now, it's just really frustrating as a fan. We just want to know what direction we're going.
I think that they handled the Jimmy Butler negotiations fine. Jumping at the first opportunity for change is not a good thing either. I think they did the smart thing. They negotiated.
I'm going to be honest. That deal that was supposedly rejected, I thought that was too much.
Kelly, Jay Rich, and a first?
And the money.
That's too much.
Well, yeah. Now, and then it was reported that Thibs wanted $5 million, which is like, why the hell? Like, he asked Pat, he's like, okay, this, but also $5 million. And I don't blame Pat Riley for hanging up the phone and saying, what an a-hole.
Yeah, I don't blame.
I believe he called him a mother.
Write that down, Brian.
I wanted to bring up really quickly, guys, because I know, like, Ethan wrote this in the story, and I feel like it hasn't been discussed enough, but, like, that quote from that Heat official saying we need to trade badly.
Was Leif that Heat official?
I don't know.
I was that Heat official. I was just hiding behind him.
With your new voice, you absolutely could be the Heat official.
Let's pretend.
You're the Heat official.
Role play.
Oh, yes. We need to trade badly.
No, but for real? Like, honestly?
For real, they need to trade badly. I'm going to get made fun of for this take. And Twitter will absolutely make fun of me. Make fun of me at GNavis103 for this take. I really do think that James Johnson coming back into the lineup is going to help them. Because, and I cannot believe I'm citing intangible stuff, but man, he's going to give them an edge that they don't have. Like, honestly, they're pretty soft right now.
No, Gianni, actually, he gives them something they don't have, and that's a power forward. Because all the guys they play at power forward are not power forward.
Justice is not a four.
Where are they hiding James Johnson?
Justice is not a four.
I don't get it. There's no updates on his status. What's going on? That hernia was supposed to be mostly healed.
He told you it was healed at the event.
He's in a dungeon somewhere without food and some nice suits. And I don't know. I don't know how nice they are, but I don't know what he's doing.
They've been feeding him red meat, getting ready, for the fight. Get him back on the court. We need him to throw somebody around, seriously.
I cannot believe we need James Johnson and his passes to the fourth row.
James Johnson is the last thing this team needs.
I think they need Eds. Jack, they need Eds. They need a heart. They need fire in the eyes.
I wanted to come out, Jack. Let's go.
Jack, hold on, wait a second. Yes or no, the Heat are last in the league in fire in the eyes. Pacers adjusted fire in the eyes.
I'm sick of this. I'm switching to the deuces.
And I came across deciding between Mario Chalmers and Josh Richardson. And one might think that's ridiculous because obviously Josh Richardson is just a better player than Mario Chalmers. However, Chalmers has the guts, man. And I'm not sure that Jay Rich has the guts like Chalmers has the guts.
This is bull.
Tell me I'm not wrong, Jack.
You get what I mean?
Like, I know in a big game, I don't know why, but I feel like Chalmers is going to come through. Like, I know game seven in the finals, I can count on his ass to hit a three from the logo.
Maybe not
I know I can count on that.
Maybe not can hit, but he's definitely going to get the shot up, and he's not.
He hit, Leif. Leif, I saw him hit it. Leif, he hit it.
He's not dribbling out of bounds on the baseline.
He's not, because he's going to shoot it before he dribbles out of bounds.
Hi. Welcome. Tap 42. I'm your host, Carlo Navas. I'm with me today. I'm Pizza President Al and my friend Tangeray and Tonic, live from Aventura Mall. Hi, Kate. How are things going?
That's kind of a train wreck.
We'll have Alf next to me. Alf having a double crown and what? And ginger ale. So at the event, if you guys don't know, Alf and I went to go cover the Dwayne Wade and Giannis Tyler restaurant opening in Aventura. What's it called? 880 degrees? 800 degrees kitchen. Woodfire kitchen. It's like a pizza / like grill. I believe it's competing with Blaze Pizza, and if you don't know, that is LeBron's pizza place. And I apologize if it's loud. But Alf and I did some journalism. Well, Alf didn't do. Alf just filmed it. I did some journalism.
Alf did video journalism.
Alf did video journalism. I asked the question, and by question, I asked Dwayne Wade if he wants to play next season, and he gave me the old veteran okie dokie by saying, "I'm gonna play until I can't anymore."
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't even know. I believe it means like pick up basketball, like, or just like fucking around. Not really sure what it means, but I just know
I
that
you
gave me a non-answer.
Yeah, Alex is right. You got Euro-stepped.
Yeah, D-Wade Euro-stepped me. D-Wade Euro-stepped the hell out of me. Well, I actually do have information. Dwayne Wade said there is no plan B. He kind of reiterated that it is retirement for the Miami Heat. When asked by one Ira Winderman if he would play next, if he was been offered a contract for next season, D-Wade said, "Ask my agent." So he pretty much gave us a stiff arm. And let me tell you something, yo. Ira came out the box with like 10 questions. He's like, "Did they offer you the mid-level exception? Did they this? Did they that?" And Udonis steps in and goes, "Damn, man, you don't give us a warm-up or anything. You just go straight into it." Udonis is out here calling on Ira. But the most important part of the night, I met the puppet himself, Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. He was very nice, friend of the show. And during the proceedings tonight, a waiter came out with a platter of wine, to which he offered to Alf, me, and the rest of the media down there. And I've never covered an event like this where there was alcohol. And I look at the wine and I go, "Man, I guess you're just some wine." I'm really nervous. Alf was like, "Yo, I'm ready to get lit." And we kind of looked around, and then Anthony declined, and then Ira declined, and then Tim Reynolds declined. So then, obviously, we declined because we weren't going to be the only assholes drinking on press row. So then I wondered, to be honest with you, Alf and I, we regretted the decision because it came with a rum punch, not like 20 minutes after offering us again. And honestly, I think that press row needed some alcohol. Hold on, Alf wants to talk to you.
Can you loosen up a little bit?
Hello.
Hi, Alf.
What's up?
What's going on?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk are you right now?
Oh, I'm not that bad. I've only had 2 double crown interviews.
Alf, I have a question for you.
Go ahead.
Did Gianni cry?
Gianni did not cry.
What?
Disappointed.
No. Okay. I think I have a reason for that because it was very humid, and I think all the salt water that was in his tear duct was on his back because he was sweating.
for like.
So he couldn't produce tears.
Yeah, he couldn't produce tears because he was sweating through his dress shirt.
But do you think if he wasn't sweating so much, he may have?
If he wasn't sweating, he would have cried at the sight of Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade came out of like this like a Lamborghini with like butterfly doors, suicide doors, butterfly, whatever. Like, it was, like, really fancy. I didn't think it needed to be that dramatic or whatever. Like, UD showed up in a Range Rover with his wife. And UD was late because that's how we get down. Wait, do you think Miami Heat Beat audience knows about color people time?
I would
no,
say.
Why don't you tell them that?
Do you think it's okay? Like, color people time is, it's from the late 1800s where we would show up late to everything. And it's a tradition of colored people. You can't say that anymore. Even though NAACP still uses colored people, but you're not allowed to say color anymore. But anyway,
Nikias, can you confirm? Wait, Nikias, can you confirm that before you continue?
I can confirm that. Yes.
Okay, so we got one confirmation.
Thank you, Nikias. So colored people time is when Dwayne showed up like regular colored people time, and then UD showed up like real colored people time, like 10 minutes after Dwayne showed up. So it was good. Johnny did ask a question. It was like really meek. I couldn't even believe that Dwayne heard it. It was like, do you still want to play? And then Dwayne was like, looked at him like disgustedly, like, yeah, I still want to play. I'm always going to play.
Is that where the photo came
play
from?
I can't play it. I'm going to play till my ankles fall off. Like, that was kind of like the whole thing. We met Ira, and Ira's really, really nice. So now I feel bad for all the bad things I've said about Ira in the past. We met Anthony Chang. I don't feel bad about anything I've said about Anthony Chang.
Media trained.
Hey, I didn't wear cargo shorts, which was a mistake, okay? Let me tell you guys this much. Not wearing cargo shorts was a mistake because all like the cameramen were like wearing t-shirts and cargo shorts. And basically
yeah,
all cameramen.
But they need the pockets. They have so many. They need to put all the batteries somewhere.
All I was doing was being a cameraman. Like, I was doing like Instagram. I was doing Instagram stories, and I was updating Twitter. And like,
you
I,
were
I was
a social media coordinate. You are a social media correspondent. You have to abide by the dress code.
Yeah, but Kate, I think social media correspondents wear cargo shorts.
I think they don't, because I know a few of them. And
shut up, Kate is talking.
Shut up, Kate is talking. So, Kate, what should a social media correspondent wear?
They should probably, it depends on what you're doing. An event like that, you should definitely be in dark jeans or slacks with a button-up shirt.
Okay, so I was wearing jeans and a button-up shirt.
Were they dark jeans? Nice dress jeans?
No, yeah, they're nice jeans. I was going to wear, like, my jeans with, like, the tears of them because I wanted to feel, like, hip because I was, like, at a hip event. But, like, Johnny told me not to, and that was probably a good fucking move.
Yeah, that was probably a smart one. I would say you were definitely within dress code. But the cargo shorts, that is strictly for cameramen. They are literally operating on their own world.
So you're telling me I want to be a cameraman when I grow up?
Basically, but you know how heavy those cameras are? You better think about it.
But if you have all those boxes, like, you can carry extra, like, accessories and shit.
You're sold on a career as a cameraman because you can wear pockets?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, my career right now, when I'm in the field, I can wear cargo shorts. And it's honestly why I love my job.
Okay. Well,
we have Christian. Christian Hernandez is here. He was also covering the event too. Christian, say hi to the audience.
Wait. Can you hear me?
I can hear him now. Wait.
Sorry.
Shut up. Hold on. Christian is talking.
Guys, the mic was on off mode. That's totally on me. That's 100%.
Was it on off mode when you were doing your interviews?
Look, I was talking before, and I was like, man, are they just not hearing me? Like, what's happening right now? I definitely didn't drink during this event, by the way. Not at all.
You're a liar.
Not one time did I drink.
You had a margarita before the event started.
Those are private. Anyway.
How are you talking garbage, Chris? You're drinking on the job, dude.
I'm literally about to give an immaculate synopsis, and you're cutting me off with your scratchy ass sounding voice on that telephone.
Whoa!
Eat it.
I'm gonna go drink more. I'm gonna let you guys drink.
Yeah, you go drink.
Yo, Ethan, thank you.
This is a good moment for me to vent a little bit. And you guys know that I'm the Riley guy. I'm the Godfather Abbey guy. I am the corporate shill organization first guy. But, like, let's be honest here. Like, when that game ended last night, that was probably, like, the fifth time that we've had 120 points dropped on us, like, that I can remember. And I'm not going off any basketball reference page right now.
No, I think Ethan tweeted it. It was the fourth time, I think, in 2 weeks they've given up 122 points.
So, yo, that's not Miami Heat basketball. I don't care what the trends are in the league offensively. That's not Miami Heat basketball. This crap that we're seeing where the team lacks identity, we go games like the third quarter is a layup line for the other team over and over and over again. We're not knocking anybody on their ass. The same grit, the same like energy that we used to see from this team that's like customary to Miami Heat rosters. It doesn't matter what our record is. You know like what you're getting from this team. You're not seeing that from this group. I don't know if it's because they got paid and now they're comfortable. I don't know exactly what it is, but it's absurd to watch this team over and over again either play awful or play good enough and still not be good enough to close games because they just don't have enough talent. They're like stuck in this weird glut of a roster where they're not a fast three-point shooting team, but they're trying to like give in to that sentiment league-wide and they're sacrificing their soul to do it. It's a mess. Like the more I think about it, I feel like they should kind of blow this thing up. And it's tough for me to say that because I've always been the guy who says don't tank, right? But when you look at this, where the hell is it going? Just not doing anything at all. And like these bullshit comments that we hear about average being good or not being good enough, stuff like that, like save it. Honestly, where is this team going? The longer that this team stays the way that it is right now, like that's almost more insulting to a longtime fan like me than taking a lean year or two and like me knowing that that's the direction that we're going. It's almost more insulting to like present this product and say, we're okay. Everything's good. We're just looking for the next right move. We're fine. We're a 6 seed. We're a 9 seed. I'm sick of it.
I do agree with you. I do think they're trying to play like a little too fast, not to their identity. And I think they're lacking edge. I think that's the key. I think that they're lacking edge that they've played with.
It's 3 years of this. Like, we know what this team is. They know what they are. And like, it's apparent.
Yeah, but that hasn't changed since the start of the year.
And the other thing, like, to operate under the premise that we're going to ride this out would just be another example. And there's been a flurry of examples of Riley going against what he has historically always done. And that has been, you shake this shit up. Like, let's be honest here. Like, this is not working.
I think they tried, though. Like, the Jimmy Butler stuff was real. Like, what Mark Stein reported today was Kelly and Josh Richardson and a pick were on the table. Which, by the way, shout out to Alex Toledo, who called that trade way before it was even offered. He said that made the most sense for everyone. So shout out to our professional screw-up. Yeah.
No, and I get that. But so then maybe it's that they got to move on to the next guy. But to sit on this roster, like it also could speak to this. Is everybody too comfortable? Is Coach Spoelstra too comfortable? Like, I love Spo. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I know that if he was ever let go, which I never would want to happen, he would be hired immediately and probably be the highest paid coach in the league. But what I'm saying is that we've arrived in this place where the front office nor the coaching staff is in any danger of ever having any corrective action taken towards them about this roster other than maybe, you know, closed door conversations. If they have no incentive to really shake this thing up, like if this was the 90s or like the mid 2000s, Riley would have already shaken something up. So it's just kind of weird when we've gone on this long with the same roster and we're expecting different results. It's absolute insanity.
I mean, they used up all of their cap for the long term without any clear leader, clear alpha, and numerous players who have a flaw. And that is what the modern NBA has become, is that teams find your flaws and they exploit them mercilessly. And when you have a team full of players who can be exploited and you have no one to kind of put you above, you know, the chaos and the confusion that comes through random points of a basketball game, you're not going to be anything more than, you know, and again, this is a credit to Spoelstra. Look at the roster. look at where these guys were drafted or not drafted. That's a depiction of talent on a raw level. And there's just not a ton of talent on this team.
The team isn't that bad. James Johnson is bad. Hassan Whiteside is bad. 37 minutes of Rodney Magruder is bad. Plus minus on-off numbers with the guys that we actually want to see play. They're not a bad team. And Christian Hernandez, the Maple Rick, put it out there this week. That thread he put out about the minutes that these guys are playing, it becomes increasingly obvious that either Spo is mad at Riley and is taking the season, or they're all in cahoots and they're taking the season together, or Spo is just the worst coach ever.
Like, Spo has always been super quirky with the beginning of the season.
But quirky is one thing. Intentionally not playing your best lineups is a completely other thing. Like, this is past quirky. This is straight up sabotage at this point. Like, that's what's upsetting me as a Heat fan. Like, I don't mind watching losses. I don't mind watching struggles. But I want it to be leading somewhere. Like, you're going to turn off a lot of people. I think we could be 500, miss the playoffs, get a lottery pick while playing and maximizing the lineups and maximizing the young guys without going this route, without me having to watch James Johnson figure out how to play basketball again, without having to watch Hassan Whiteside soak up and down the court, without having to watch 37 minutes of fucking Rodney Magruder, bro. 37 minutes of Rodney Magruder. Just shoot me in the fucking face, bro. I like Rodney Magruder. I like him a lot. Like, he's a fun player. He's a nice guy. I mean, the sweetest guy in the world. He hustles so hard. He tries so hard. But shoot me in the fucking face if I have to watch 37 minutes of Rodney Magruder playing basketball. No team in the league would play Rodney Magruder 37 minutes. Rodney Magruder is an 18-minute-a-night hustle guy. We start him at small forward. Like, kiss my ass. This shit is terrible. Like, I don't know what this is. Like, I don't want to watch it anymore. And know what the worst part is? I'm going to keep watching every night. Tomorrow night, Friday night, I'm going to carve out 2.5 hours of my goddamn night.
Pete Pels.
I'm going to watch Rodney Magruder, James Johnson, and Hassan Whiteside bump into each other for 40 fucking minutes. And I'm going to be livid. I'm going to be mad.
Brian's the opposite. Dude, Brian, how do you... Brian, let's put us in the living room. When Dwayne scored that, I jumped up, I fist bumped, and I clapped, and I just let out a cheer. What was it like in your living room?
I turned off my TV and went to the Five Reasons chat, and I just wrote all caps N-O-O-O-O-O-O-O-O for no.
That is exactly what happened.
Brian's going to be punching walls soon because they're not going to stop losing anytime.
Come on, Brian. That's a
Brian. They're going to go on a run during moment.
It's happening again.
I just keep refreshing Tankathon, hoping they land a number one pick.
We're dangerously close to 30-11, Brian.
There's no better predictor of the future than the past, baby. Shoot me. 30-11 coming back. Shoot me. We bike.
Brian, how fun would 30-11 be with Dwayne? Shoot me. How fun would
Dwayne 30... would have another kid by then, so it doesn't happen.
Brian wants Dwayne to have like another paternity leave.
I want Hassan to have a few more kids.
No, he can have more kids. That's fine.
I mean, but this is ultimately why I was like, you know, it's fun to kind of cheer for the tank when you ultimately know that they're going to be a playoff team. This Heat team refuses to be worse than 39 wins ever.
They refuse to be worse than the Phoenix Suns.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
They're not even close to being worse than the Phoenix
Suns.
They
will culture their way to 40 wins.
And that's the thing. Nothing can stop them from doing it. They would need at least like 6 major injuries for it to happen, because there's such a deep team of the same too many shooting guards. Players.
Like, what they need is for like Bam and James Johnson's backup to go down, so they just like play Bam and Hassan for like long stretches.
No, then Bam will learn how to shoot threes, and then the league will really be screwed. They don't want that.
So what kind of witchcraft do I need to purchase in order to have the Heat land the number one pick?
Brian, I can't believe you don't want to indulge in fun. I can't believe that you're not happy that they're winning basketball games. I can't believe that you don't like Dwayne Wade hitting game winners over the likes of Anthony Davis.
I mean, Brian, you should be really happy watching the young
kids. And you want to know something? Well. Do you want to know something?
Happy? Why are you not happy?
Because Anthony Davis was a number one overall pick. I want to have someone like him.
We do.
Because once Wade's gone, who are we going to love?
Justice?
Nobody.
Bam.
you know, our hearts are capable of loving many.
I just love the idea of as the season deteriorates and like the Heat get better and better, Brian's resolve gets weaker and weaker, and he's just going to be like a puddle in his chair producing from the grave because he doesn't want the Heat like to be good or have any sort of fun. He just wants to be horrible, lose basketball games, and pick a dookie that may or may not be good.
I love this, man. It's like
Gianni, they're 13 and 16, and you need to relax a little bit, all right? He's still kind of justified. If they win a couple more games in a row, all right, maybe we'll have to get
up. If we crush the former MVP and James Harden and the former Western Conference finalists, yeah, we back?
Oh, yeah. By the way, tank season, hold on, guys, because this stretch of four games is going to be brutal.
What do we got? We got Houston on the second night of a back-to-back.
You've got the Magic, which you know is a loss, and then you've got the Raptors.
I mean, they've only won five home games, so I mean, it's a miracle.
I feel like that's still not a great ratio. I feel like I am cursed. I have this five reasons stank on me from these watch parties.
Five Reasons still has not won a game with a watch party, which is just
five amazing. Reasons ruin Miami sports.
I swear, if they lose the next couple games, I'm going to. I'm burning my Five Reasons hat.
But you got to take a picture with
it. I'm going to call it out and I'm going to find some Santeria way to just lift this affliction on my soul.
Look, I'm just going to spoil it now. We're going to end up with the 12th pick. We're not going to make the playoffs. And that's it.
Again?
It's going to be anticlimactic. It's going to happen.
You know, somebody asked me for my favorite album of the year. I can't name a single album that came out this year.
Oh, my God.
Like, I'm 26. I'm really bad. Like, I can't name four songs that came out this year. Can't.
Yeah, you can.
I only know God's Plan, and that's because it was a meme.
In My Feelings?
I don't know what that is. I don't know who sings that.
I don't know.
The Justice Better song by the Karl Malone guy. Is that this year? did that song come out this year or last year? I don't know what it's called. I know our version is the Justice Better now.
Did you call him Karl Malone guy?
It was a joke. I know his name is FedEx Malone.
I swear to God, I hope he's not related to Karl Malone. Because Post Malone.
Well, I mean, it was a joke because Karl Malone was playing the Post a lot. You know, I thought I was being funny.
No, I got what you were doing, but I'm just now just thinking about it now. I really hope there's no connection between the two somehow. Karl Malone is a horrible person.
Isn't Post Malone white?
Yeah.
Didn't Karl Malone some guy's wife?
I heard he did a lot worse than that.
I think he left a bunch of kids like hanging to dry and stuff like that.
I heard it's not the only thing he do with kids.
What? Oh,
what?
Damn.
Is this something that the audience should Google?
Maybe.
Should we be saying these things without being sure?
Maybe not.
Write that down, Brian. I have no idea what Alex is talking about. I just made a Karl Malone joke.
I thought this is well known.
Karl Malone rape, so I don't know what's going on now.
Wait, what?
Wait, what did I write down?
First thing that comes up, talk about statutory rape. Karl Malone and the 13-year-old baby.
What?
Mama.
What?
Oh my God, he had a 13-year-old baby mom. This is back from 2008.
Brian is writing furiously right now.
But this actually happened.
No, not. Feel free to talk about this. Just say allegedly before it.
I'm scared.
Allegedly.
Oh man, this is some wild stuff. This is on the HoustonPress.com. Is that not a legitimate source of...
Yeah, put the blame on them. Allegedly.
Ethan, what do we do?
Put the blame on the Houston Chronicle.
Allegedly. I wanted to talk about Wayne Ellington getting traded to the Lakers. I don't know what we're doing.
Hold on. This just took me down a rabbit hole. I just saw something that said Gary Payton beat up a male stripper. Did we know about this?
What?
Jesus. Did we know about
this? Allegedly. Allegedly. Allegedly.
Ethan.
Those 0-4 Lakers, huh?
Ethan.
God, what did they get into?
Are these things actually real?
Four Lakers.
Brian, do you think
Hall of Fame team of scumbags?
Wait, no, this is legit from 2005. Male stripper testifies to attack by three NBA players: Gary Payton,
should not be laughing,
Sam Cassell, and Jason Caffey.
Sam Cassell got in on this?
Apparently,
Alex, they have more crimes than All Star appearances.
Oof.
Allegedly.
I don't know about that.
Allegedly. Right. I'm just reading the news, Brian. Like, I'm not accusing anybody of beating strippers. Allegedly.
Carl Malone kids, and one of the first things that shows up says, Carl Malone, the scumbag.
Allegedly.
We have a nickname for you that Josh Richardson thinks is the best nickname for you. It's called Justice Better.
Josh said that?
Yes.
Justice Better. That's the best nickname for you? You said that?
Justice Better. It's a Twitter movie. It's a movie.
Trash or Justice is better at basketball?
Oh, Justice is better at basketball. So basically the way it works is pick any player in the league, you're better.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's not even like, it's a serious movement. Like, if you want to look on Twitter, just search up that hashtag. It's everywhere.
I haven't seen it. My bad.
Really? Okay. Well, I just kind of want to get your thoughts on what do you think about that as a hashtag for you?
I mean, I'm the best. The best to ever do it. Cassius Clay.
Does it ring off the top of your tongue if you said Justice Better?
Nah, it's not really my slogan. I leave it to the Twitter peeps.
Could you say it, though?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Brian fishing for the sound.
Jesus Christ.
Yo, Brian.
God bless Brian going.
That's awesome, bro. No,
I was trying to do journalism, dude. He's like, can you say it? Justice is like, nah. God. Nah, that ain't my thing. Oh my God, he did the TJ
like
thing to you.
Times.
That's journalism school.
You know what,
man?
I should have done
everything.
Now I'm thinking about it?
Like, give me your thoughts on it. That was such a journalism.
What I should have done, I should have started off by just saying, Justice, can you just say your first name, Justice? Can you say Better? And what I should have done is I should have clipped that afterwards and then asked him the following questions.
Oh, so you want to misrepresent Justice?
Yeah, you wanted to trick him and then
use
it for
that's
radio.
The only way I can get him to say it for sure. Now if I bring it up to him again, he'll never say it.
Honestly, you know what? You know what? Because you asked five times.
Yeah, Brian. I mean, Brian. Jesus, you're like the guy selling insurance, like at like the printer store.
No, listen. I like it because Justice saying Justice Better would be lame.
That would be lame.
The fact that Justice will not say Justice Better,
I agree.
And he'll just say I'm the best. Perfect.
Best to ever do it, Cassius Clay.
So did he ask
Muhammad Ali?
Did he ask Josh? Just Josh right next to him?
Yeah, Josh said it's a Twitter movement or it's a Twitter hashtag.
Josh is our guy, dude. Jay Ritz, you're our guy. You may not be Alf's guy, but you're our guy. We love
Untradeable.
You.
I love Josh Richardson.
I love Josh Richardson.
Can we talk about Justice real quick?
Stop coddling him.
I just don't get why you guys coddle him like a little baby. Little baby Josh.
This is dope.
Josh, I have no interest in asking you about switch defense and about hedging and about
spread pick corner.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. I got to talk about the important stuff.
Switch defense on Super Smash, bro.
I got you. Okay, we're going to start with Bam says that you're a front-running trash talker when you play video games.
I'm a trash talker when I play video games.
But he alleges you're a front-running trash runner. Like you only talk trash when you're winning.
I talk a lot of trash when I'm winning, but when someone's beating me, I just respect it. You know what I'm saying? I don't get like, man, I don't like be like, the game's cheating. I hate when people say the game's cheating.
Who does that?
The game's not cheating.
Rodney does that.
Everyone does that.
Hassan does that.
Hassan definitely does that. But like Duncan does that.
Oh really?
Duncan.
I didn't picture him to do that.
He was like, man, I can't believe it. Yeah, he came over.
Is he
talking.
A controller doesn't work kind of guy?
Bruh, he was
Yo, I press
he's
A.
A I play PS4. I play
oh, he's one of those.
I was like, bro, FIFA's the same on both.
It's not my system.
He is good at FIFA though.
He's good. Are you the best on the team?
Of course.
Easily?
I'm the best in NBA.
You're the best in the NBA.
Yes.
You're alleging you're the best in the
I'm
Josh
the best
Richards. Wait, who have you played in the
I'm
NBA?
The best FIFA player in NBA.
Who would be the second best?
I don't know. No, it's gonna be a far second.
It's gonna far second. All right, so I'm a big Smash player. I main Ike. Who do you main?
Ike is super strong.
Ike is so cool, dude.
On which one though?
Let's talk about Smash 4.
Okay, that's on the Wii U.
Yeah,
it's on the Wii U. I like Bowser.
Bowser's good.
Bowser's good.
I like Luigi.
Luigi's quality.
I like Ike. I like Shulk.
Shulk, dude.
I like Shulk.
You can change it. Who on the team play? Like, who do you play well on the team?
I play with Hassan. Season before last, because we had a different team playing that had like outlets that could support like the little portable TV, but we changed plans, so now we can't really play on the plane.
Did you complain?
Yeah, I complained. It didn't do anything.
we gotta bring this up to Riley and say
we need
these amenities.
We gotta get the boys back.
Switch in every room.
Who do we have to talk to? Is it Tim Donovan? Ethan, get somebody to fix this. You know, my policy is Ethan fixes everything. I just yell in the podcast. Ethan do this, and then Ethan. So yeah. So you play with Hassan? Anybody else or just Hassan? Because I asked Tyler, and Tyler was like, no, that's not my thing. And
well, I'm curious around the league. Hassan. Who else around the league are you playing?
You play online with anybody
else? Because I know Karanzy Towns is really huge in gaming, too.
Anything. The Smash. Well, let's
Smash? I don't really play. The only time I ever play Smash online is when I play for Glory, like one-on-one.
Yo, you're for Glory.
That's pretty fun.
For Glory is the best.
It's really, really tough, though. Like
I know.
It is.
It's really tough.
But I'm a nerd. I play competitively, so I go to tournaments.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm not that good, though.
I'm not that good either. I always, like, lose after, like, a couple rounds.
Hey, as long as you get past round one, that's a win.
Listen, there's a thing. It's like you don't want to go 0-2 because it's always double elimination. If you go 0-2, you go home sad.
Wasted your money.
You got to get one, at least 1-2.
I like that.
Jay Rich, I want to ask you really quickly. How do you feel about his laptop case?
What, the Pikachu?
Everything.
Just everything.
I mean, I don't know anything that's really going on there besides Pikachu.
That's Bakugo.
I don't know who that is.
That's Kumiko and Rena.
I don't know who that is.
Do you like anime?
No.
You don't like anime?
Who on the team likes anime? Because I'm trying to find someone on the team that likes anime, and everyone said no.
I don't think anybody likes anime.
Y'all looking at me strange, yo. I feel so alone.
I can't say that. I watched one show called One Piece.
Okay.
Because that's an anime show, right?
One Piece is anime, yeah.
I watched that, like, last year.
Okay. So we're good.
It's a never-ending show.
It was weird, though.
It is weird. Real
weird.
I don't like it.
They never find the One Piece.
Is that what it's about?
Yeah.
Is it?
It is.
I don't know.
They were like climbing on some huge dragon's arms and like poking him in the eyeballs or something. I turned it off.
Anime. That's why we make fun of them.
They make fun of me. Like, I can't.
I mean,
I
respect.
These are my.
Yeah, I mean, your choice is your choice, but I'm not.
That's what Rodney said.
Yeah.
Rodney's like, I'm not here to judge you, dude.
If you like it, I love it.
Rodney told me watch Stranger Things instead, and I was like, okay.
Don't really watch that either.
Yeah, what's on your Netflix?
What's on the Netflix?
Netflix, Black Mirror, top of the line.
Okay.
That's the best show on Netflix to me.
That's the best show on Netflix.
I love Black Mirror. I like Atypical a lot.
Atypical.
Yeah, Black Mirror is it, though.
Have you rewatched?
Yes.
Because that show, I think, is like one of the most rewatchable shows ever. I feel like there's always something that you miss the first time.
Always.
And I think that show, I agree with you. I think that show is one of the best on Netflix right now. One of the best on TV.
What other NBA players have you messed up online in FIFA?
Anthony Brown, trashed him.
Trashed him.
He's really the only person that plays me. I don't really know anybody else.
They're scared. They're ducking you, dude.
I heard D'Angelo's really good. I want to play him.
Play D'Angelo.
Have you played Ocho Cinco?
Nah, he be ducking me. He talks big talk on Twitter, though.
He plays all these random people in Miami. He won't play you?
It's kind of like when a dude and a girl like kind of like talk about going on a date and it never happens.
That's my life. That's my life.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Do you see how they're all laughing a little too hard? Yo, my coworkers are laughing a little too hard at this.
I don't know. It's like a Twitter beef, I guess.
Okay, so another thing we wanted to ask about. I talked to UD a couple months ago. He was, I tried talking to him about what kind of music he has in rotation. He told me he does not like new school. The only type of new school he listens to is Kodak Black. So I wanted to ask you, what are you into?
This is going to be an extensive conversation.
That's what we're here for.
I really like, I'm really into R&B. I like R&B. I like hip hop. I like.
What artists?
I like Black. I like who else do I listen to?
I like Young G.
The last concert I went to was Jay-Z and Beyonce. Very solid.
Oh, that was recent. That was a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, I went to that.
Would you have gone to Drake if you went
up? I was been out of town. I went to Knoxville this weekend. I like Coldplay a lot. Chris Martin.
Coldplay's good.
GOAT. Love that guy. I like the Glass Animals.
What about Linkin Park?
Not a huge Linkin Park fan.
Brian's so sad he loves Linkin Park. I love Young Jeezy. He likes Linkin Park. We're stuck in the mid 2000s. You like Jeezy?
Yeah, I like
What's your favorite Jeezy album?
Oh my god.
This is what I've been waiting for all my life, to talk about Smash and Jeezy with Jared.
It's the only guy he likes in rap.
No, it's
really?
Not. No.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. I love The Game. I love mid 2000s.
What's
rappers.
It called?
Are you a Travis guy?
Thug Motivation 101.
Yeah. Thug Motivation 101. Or I like The Autobiography. That's a good album.
That one's good, yeah.
Are you a Travis Scott guy?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you get that comparison? I've seen it on Twitter.
Yeah, people say it. I get ASAP more than Travis.
You get ASAP Rocky more than Travis Scott? Okay. Do you have anything pregame that you bump? Bam used to bump Whitney Houston pregame. I want to know if you got anything like that.
I bumped this Portuguese song called Mais Que Nada before every game.
Okay, we need to...
Give us the goods.
I do.
I actually need to include something important that wasn't a part of our interview, but... Ethan swoops in with the question that our show should have asked. So, and I think this is going to be a real good one for you guys. Ethan asked Jay Rich the hard-hitting journalism questions that this show is going to ask, but Ethan asked it first.
Are you familiar with the nickname that our guys here on the podcast have given Justice Winslow? Do you know it?
No.
Justice Better?
Yeah. I have heard that. I saw it on Twitter. I see it on Twitter sometimes. Justice Better, yeah. I see it on Twitter.
So the important question here is, before we close, is Justice Better?
Of course. Duh. He's better.
Perfect.
My man, thank you so much for this time. We appreciate it. We had a lot of fun.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man. We have it confirmed by Jay Ridge himself. Justice is indeed better.
Did you see Winslow making an executive decision? We're going to slow this down. He loves being the Heat's quarterback right now with Dragic out. Winslow ducks in and finishes.
Oh, he went to the right hand there, too. That was outstanding move.
He had 7 in the fourth quarter against Orlando a few nights ago. Justice Better Winslow. He is really opening eyes this year.
I need to ask you about M Club.
The M is the M. It's the M, not the M.
Yeah. H-M-M-M-M.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it first?
Collective.
It was kind of a good day.
No one person gets
it. It happened organically. It was like an aha moment. Like a eureka moment between all four of us at the same time.
And then,
like we had an epiphany.
Yeah.
That the world was flat.
Collectively.
So, I'm guessing with the Hoon Club, how'd you get Bam integrated into it? Was there some kind of like...
How did we initiate him?
Basically, how'd you initiate him?
That's undisclosable information. I'm sorry.
You gotta go to the headquarters.
Can Ronnie be in the Hoon Club?
Private.
Ronnie hates on the Hoon Club too much.
You don't want to be in the Hoon Club, Ronnie?
In the
home. No, you're not. You're so not.
Don't listen to them, bro.
He's not.
Let's hear it.
So is that they were trying to get Ronnie in the home? That is so funny.
Ronnie's woke for this shit.
Ronnie's 27, like, yo, these young bucks.
Whiteside sets the screen. Justice off the spin. Oh, yes. Do you believe what you're seeing? Second straight game, 7 fourth quarter points. Justice is better.
How many things that Justice better now? Better now. You better watch out now. His shot is found. Shot is found. You know he's never gonna let you down. Let you down. He'll give you everything a championship ring. Expo, we know that Justice better now. Better now. From all his haters, we hear not a sound. Not a sound. Ilya Sova on the poster now. Poster now. He's better than Devin is. He's better than Devin is. Oh, I cannot believe he slipped a 10, yo. Celtics, keep your offer. We want Winslow. Devin Booker scoring, but it's Winslow. Justice Duke connection, call his friends low. 20 on his jersey, hustle catching all eyes. Only 3 years, extend the rest of our lives. Put Charlotte on a poster, got it by the bedside. Remembering Toronto, game 7 at the 5. Lucas, totem, 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 totem. That point, Justice is how sports should mold him. Ben Simmons, probably trying to forget. Cause Justice Winslow got a ball in his head. And Justice better now, better now. You better watch out now. His shot is found, shot is found. You know he's never gonna let you down, let you down. He'll give you everything a championship ring. And Spo, we know that Justice better now, better now. From all his haters, we hear not a sound, not a sound. Ilya Sova on the poster now, poster now. He's better than Devin is, he's better than Devin is. Oh,
I seen you in the chip at Duke. Now you're on Euro stepping dudes. Some have been critical of you, and yet you only 22. And I love it when you're on the break, and you dunk acting like something stank. You got so much time to learn the game, plus another year to play with Dwayne. Pat Riley thinks that Justice better now, better now. You better watch out now, his shot is found, shot is found. You know he's never gonna let you down. Championship ring. And Spo, we know that.
that just is better now, better now. From all his haters, we hear not a sound, not a sound. Ilya Sova on the poster now, poster now. He's better than Devin is, he's better than Devin is. Oh, 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 oh. I promise, I swear to you, Justice better. This man can play one through the five. Justice better now, better now. You better watch out now, his shot is found, shot is found. Your boy Justice will never let you down, let you down. He'll give you everything a championship ring. And Spo, we know that Justice better now, better now. From all his haters, we hear not a sound, not a sound. Ilya Sova on the poster now, poster now. He's better than Devin is, he's better than Devin is. Oh, oh, oh.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.